This is Luke Johnson, author of some fine books by Wizards of the Coast, White Wolf, Goodman Games, and such, and this is Gamer's Haven, baby!
Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashiram, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
This is the Vorpal Network. The Vorpal Network and the Gamer's Haven proudly present A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Tolus, the Knight of Dissolution, an adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Tolus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Tolus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember how she said it was nice, clear, easy riding to the north?
Yeah, I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, she was wrong. It's really difficult. It's rocky. It's craggy.
Clear for a stone giant.
Ah, this ain't bad.
As she falls off the horse and cracks her head on a rock.
Ow.
Yes, falls off her horse.
Who are we talking about?
You, okay. I was hoping you guys weren't talking about me while I wasn't paying attention. You are fine, yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm here to help you.
Mm-hmm. You heal 6 hit points over the evening, so...
Yay, I'm only down 1.
I'm back up.
Yep.
So you guys are traveling, and the travel is very hard because it's very difficult terrain. You guys are moving very slow. You're progressing maybe 15 miles in a day. You've been doing this for 4 days, and you come to a spot where the rocks appear to be cleared out, and there's a little bit of a trail. I need spot checks from everybody.
Seventeen.
8. 6.
What'd you get? A natural 1?
No, 3 plus 5. You got a 6.
No. Well, you two, you think something seems off. You notice one of the rocks actually moves.
Stop, people.
What?
Point up to the rock.
No, the rock actually along the edges of the clearing.
Oh, okay. Stop and go. I don't think we're alone.
Listen?
Make a listen check.
17.
18.
11.
Oof. I think we all hear something.
Everyone except Ethan. You hear quiet breathing. You hear, like, kind of a snuffling sound.
Be prepared to Put your horse at a full gallop.
Draw my sword.
Me too.
Okay.
Be prepared to be prepared to kick your horse into a full gallop here.
What do you think they are, hill giants?
Because I have mounted combat.
Nothing that crazy.
No.
I need you guys to make one more spot check.
The last thing
we
saw was a troll.
Well, what?
Was it a troll or was it an ogre?
It was an ogre.
Oh.
Ogre.
Six.
A spot, you said?
Yeah.
11.
20, not a natural.
Not 20?
Not
okay.
Natural.
You notice...
Boris! Sorry.
What's the end? You dice?
My purse.
Get your purse, put it up on the table. The thing that you thought was a rock, that you thought you saw move, is... It's not a rock.
That's no rock. It's a space station.
No, it's an animal. And as you notice that,
Boris,
you see it's... What?
I'm sorry. He's attacking my feet.
As you realize that this skin, although rocky and texture and look, it's not rocks. It's an animal. It turns and looks, and you see this small head with beady eyes, and it makes a snarling noise. You guys see the rock... Suddenly grows a head and snarls and turns turns to charge towards you.
What is that?
Make a bardic knowledge check. You know what it is.
I mean, I know what that is.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
I might know what that is.
She just has all these things off real quick.
Eight.
No, you don't know what it is.
I don't know what that is. What is
that? Wait, holy crap, what is that? Okay, initiative.
Oh, thank you. I will turn
my voice.
Oh, that's why you put them by me.
I turn my horse and I position my horse behind everybody else, apparently.
What did you get?
A four.
What are we doing?
Initiative.
Engram?
Initiative?
That'd be a five.
Wait, hold on, I haven't done mine.
Let me give myself my 50
Which
XP. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, almost leveled.
Do I add
initiative?
Oh, no, that's intimidate.
No, initiative.
It's with your base attack.
Your initiative plus two. 22.
Oh,
22.
Did you just roll a natural 20?
Yes, you did.
Go ahead and make sure you mark that.
Give yourself 100 XP for that.
What?
100 XP.
100 XP for rolling not 20.
Well, marking the sheet that you rolled a natural 20. Okay. That's good. Okay. Surprisingly, you go first. It's turned and it's snarling and it's heading your way. It's about 70 feet away. So, that would probably be a good time
and
to use that arrow.
Moving in slow.
Okay, I pull out my bow and attempt to shoot it, I guess.
I need you to make a riding check first because you're on your horse.
Don't worry, okay.
DC 15.
12.
Plus your bonus?
Yes, that is with my bonus.
Okay, you cannot... You get your bow out, but the horse is fighting you because of this creature.
It's not a war horse.
That you can't... You can't get a shot. You can't keep the horse steady.
Okay.
On 14, it charges the lead horse. Who's in the front?
That would be me. I would be guiding the lady.
Does a 29 hit you?
Yes.
I should say, does a 29 hit the horse?
Maybe we should
Go
the other way.
Yes, considering my horse has no armor, its AC is a mighty...
Like 14, isn't it?
13.
It does 17 points of damage to the horse. It manages to hit the horse, not you.
Horse has 2 hit points left.
Well, the horse knocks you off on that. The thing hits with enough impact to push the horse over, too. You go flying.
My ride check.
Yep. If you can make your ride check...
DC 20.
Yeah, you're fine. You manage to hit the ground, but you don't hurt yourself. You're not pinned under the horse, which is a good thing. The thing snarls. And it goes to 5. Engram.
I'll disentangle myself from the horse.
You're not entangled with the horse. You didn't get pinned by the horse, so you just got to stand up.
Well, then I draw my blade and try to stab it.
As you stand up, it gets its attack of opportunity on you. Does a 24 hit you?
Yes.
Okay, it tries to bite you.
This rock creature is trying to bite you?
Does 7 points of damage.
Ow! Again! Have at thee!
Wow.
That hits. Horribly, I might add.
Oh, 18 points of damage.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Boris is being snoopy with that.
It howls at that.
go into every bag in your house. Good.
And then it's four. Anya.
Detect evil.
It's an animal. It's not evil.
It's not evil?
No. Animals aren't evil. It's an animal.
But it attacked us.
Yes.
Some animals can
Boris, stop it. Boris, stop it.
Like that cat?
Yeah, like cat person.
He's not an animal.
I know, I'm just saying. I'm sure there's an animal out there that just wants to attack things.
He's Felis sapiens.
My mount in combat says, once per round you can attempt to negate a hit to your mount in combat. So that doesn't mean that I can fight any better.
Well, no, you still make a mount, you still make the one of the things that you get with mounted combat is you actually don't have to make a riding check to attack from the back of the horse.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. Yeah. I will attack then.
Okay.
If there's a way to safely do so with him there.
Depends, are you using a grenade?
I'm using a longsword. Get out of my way.
Does it explode?
It doesn't say that it explodes, so I'm going to say no.
It's not an exploding longsword.
That's a threat. Can I threat on a rock creature?
Yeah, it's an animal. It's not undead. It's not elemental. It's not a planar creature.
I don't know what all I can... Yeah. I know there are
some things you can't. The only things you can't crit on are undead, planar creatures, and elementals. Constructs.
Okay, it's just a normal hit.
What'd you roll?
This time?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I don't hit it at all then. 12.
No, you hit. No, there was a threat. I was just curious what you rolled in the second hit, because it's not like you're fighting those named bad guys. So
11.
11 points of damage? It growls at you.
Well, of course it does, because I'm sexy.
Yeah. Back up to the top. 22, Lana.
One of those... Never mind.
I'm going to attack it.
Okay.
With my...
Make another...
Wait, am I close enough now?
Yeah, you... Well...
If you're shooting into melee, should I
still use my bow?
You should probably get off your horse and probably attack it. Okay. Because I don't think she doesn't have point-blank shot.
Nope.
She doesn't have precise shot either, which means you would have a chance of hitting everybody.
Yep.
You take a penalty to fire into combat.
Okay, so. I get off my horse and I go to swing at it with my longsword.
Okay.
Do I use anything?
Plus four.
13 plus that.
17. You hit its skin, but your sword bounces off. Okay, 14. It does its full attacks now. It bites you, Ethan.
Uh-huh.
Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
Okay. It claws you twice, Becca. Does a 19 hit you?
That is my AC.
Attacker wins on ACs, I found out. So, it's second claw attack. Will miss, and then it tail swipes you.
Tail swipes with its rock tail?
Yep, has a giant tail. Does a 17 hit you?
Probably.
You don't have your armor on.
Yes, she does. She should.
No, it's not equipped.
Oh, it's not equipped?
Your AC is a 16.
So. Yeah, it hits you.
Yeah.
Okay. Ethan, you take 4 points of damage. Becca, you take 9 points of damage. And Rachel, you take... 8 points of damage. And I need you to make a reflex check. Because if it hits, it gets an automatic sweep attack, but you get a reflex check.
Me?
Yeah, otherwise it knocks you prone. Basically, it knocks you off your feet with the strength of its attack, but you need to make a reflex save. So it's got plus 7.
I can find him on here.
DC 15. 16? Yeah, you're fine. You managed to stay on your feet.
You jumped over his tail.
No, it hit her. It's just she didn't fall over from it.
So 5.
Ingram.
I crit on it again.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah, that die is frightening me now. Good thing I'm not playing Eric's game tomorrow. Then it would kill me tomorrow, because that's usually how it works. 19 more points of damage.
It's still up.
My goodness, this animal.
It's bloody and horribly bladdered and gory and growling.
Well, not 12, 20.
20 will hit.
8.
8?
Yes.
It dies.
Thank you. I want to question it.
It's a corpse.
It's a body. It's dead.
I suppose we can't loot this body, but we should probably move it off the road.
What in the blue hell is it?
You can make another bardic check if you want.
Let me think again.
And is it edible? The next question.
24.
Natural 20. Make sure you mark that.
Or wait.
Mark that natural 20.
I will.
What bardic it? Knowledge. It's plus
23. 23.
Doesn't matter. You just need to be a DC 13. yeah, this thing is called a Stardress. It is a...
It's a Stardress.
Stardress.
She goes into the intimate details of its biology.
Yeah.
And
it is a carnivorous...
Its mating habits.
It is a carnivorous upper plains creature. It likes horses. It is edible.
Suddenly there's a camera crew for National Geographic. They're filming her.
Yeah. Yeah. It is edible. It doesn't have the best meat. It needs to be cooked quite properly, otherwise it can cause illness.
Here you go. Why don't you stick this in your pot? Oh. Yeah, he said I can't cook anymore.
The skin is actually sometimes used to create a type of hide armor that's very strong and durable.
I'll take the skin. Good idea.
Yeah. All 300 pounds of it? No.
Oh. Make your horse carry it. It's all.
You have to understand, this thing was like... mistaken for a boulder. We're talking 13 feet long without its tail. Its tail was curled down.
We shouldn't just leave it here. We should use as much of it as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we throw it on the horse. We can take some of it. I don't think we can take the whole thing. We cut it in half and throw it on the horse.
Put it on the mule.
The thing weighs the thing weighs over 2,000 pounds. Yeah, it weighs over a ton. You guys, can't even move it from where it's at.
Disguise the mule as the rock creature.
It's like a giant. It's like a giant. Bison with rock skin. It's not moving.
Well, then we should stop the day, and then I'll see what I can do about butchering the thing as best I can.
So we park there?
And get skin off of it and all that crazy stuff. So.
Okay.
So let's do that.
I will assist you.
Now we're in rocky terrain. Are we actually in mountains?
No, there's no mountains here. It's crevices and crags and stuff. Okay. This area was hit with glaciers, obviously.
We'll see if we can cook some of it over the fire.
Does anybody have cooking?
Nope. But I'm talking, take meat off, put it on a stick, and put it over the fire.
You have to know what areas of the meat to eat because it does have a toxic.
I'm a soldier.
Yeah. Okay.
I can fascinate people with my music.
Mm-hmm.
She could make a bardic knowledge check to know which part to eat.
Don't eat the grind.
No, you should probably make a bardic. You did say that some of the meats were edible and some were not, so.
13.
Yeah.
Stay away from that.
Don't eat that. That's okay. Don't eat that. Leave the internal organs alone.
All right, so we'll take...
this venom sack. Can we eat that? What?
No. And then I'll try to get the skin off it, too.
I need you to make... If you have a... What skills do you have?
Concentration.
I get 5.
You mangle the skin getting it off.
Okay. Worth a try.
Why did you...
You wouldn't have been any better.
Yeah.
Does anybody have the skill tanning?
It's not one that we normally take in this
it's
game.
It's a profession.
I know, but I've never gamed with anyone who's taken tanning before.
I take tanning.
Not in a game I've been in.
It's called leatherworking.
Alrighty. Camp. Eat what we can, etc. Do all that.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely a nice distraction from hardtack and jerky.
I am so full.
That's pretty good taste to it.
Really good. However, I'm still sleeping in my armor. I can do that, can't I?
Do you have endurance?
Oh, damn it, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
You can, it just sucks.
It just, yeah. You wake up fatigued.
You can sleep in your armor, it just sucks.
Well, I did sleep in my armor riding a horse, and I was pretty,
fatigued.
Awake after that.
That's called adrenaline. She is, like, on both sides of me, she says, and she'll look up at me and wait for me to pet her.
Evie?
Yeah.
She's playing with her. In the reflection of the dishwasher. Okay.
Rest.
So, yeah, sleep.
What?
Rest, set up watches, etc.
Okay.
like we've been doing.
I'll take first watch this time.
Okay. Well, sure, we're going first, second, third, so.
Sounds good.
Okay, first watch.
I rolled a 14.
Before.
I don't know.
Whenever you need her to.
First watch passes uneventfully.
Damn it.
Second watch.
Do I roll for something less?
No. Second watch passes uneventfully. Third watch.
Being a bad influence.
Yes, third watch passes uneventfully.
Well, that was boring.
Morning day. Comes.
All right, we hit the trail again.
I put my armor back on, and I do. I have to pray as a paladin. I don't exactly know.
You don't have to, but it's recommended.
Yeah, it's recommended.
Okay, then
pray.
I pray.
Especially when you get to the point when you get to the fourth level, you actually start to get spells. You have to pray for your spells in the morning.
I thought I got cure light spells.
No, you have lay on hands.
Lay on hands. Okay.
Yeah, which is it's like it's a set number plus your charisma modifier.
That
starting
should
off.
Be in here, right? Magic.
No, it should be under abilities.
I honestly can't remember. I think it's your spells level feats. Plus. I think it's your level plus your charisma modifier. I think.
Go to paladin. See where it says paladin.
No spells.
Go to skills or feats. Go to feats.
It's not gonna be. It would be under class ability.
Hit.
Well, paladin doesn't have
anything
listed.
Let's see. Heal a total number of hit points equal to your paladin level. Paladin level times your charisma bonus. Times your charisma bonus.
Yep.
That can't be right.
No, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
So I just automatically.
What's your charisma bonus? It's a two. So your level times two.
So you heal six.
So you can heal six hit points. Up to 6 hit points lay on hands per day. And you can do like 1 point, 1 point, 1 point.
1 point.
It's good to bring people out of being, you know, dying.
Yeah.
Right.
Because just casting you 1 point will bring someone up to zero.
Mm-hmm.
We'll stabilize him.
Now what?
Well, next day comes. Start riding again. Oh. The sheer agony of this craggy stuff.
We're still trying to make it to the Chimera, correct?
Yes. Right now you guys are trying to make it to Pocan. Mm-hmm. So that you can get on a boat and continue north.
Okay.
After another 8 days of riding. Yeah.
We don't even want to talk to each other.
Yeah. No one wants to talk to her. Like, you said it would be easy.
Easy ride. Yeah,
you guys finally make it to Plains after 8 days. Off in the distance, you're not sure how far because it's Plains and you know there's the way you can see.
Man. Bitch. Fuck.
No. Off in the distance, you're not sure how far because, you know, the way planes actually distort your perception of view, of distance. You can see very far off in the distance, obviously because it's very small, the outskirts of a walled town, which you think is probably Buchan.
Well, we head in that direction, obviously.
Or Bokan, not Buchan.
I have a feeling maybe we're here, maybe. Maybe we're here, did you say?
Yeah.
Well,
are we heading that direction?
And, the town is getting closer.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it's still off in the distance.
I thought it was just a mirage. Do we have enough water to get there?
You guys
there?
Have traveled. You have to remember, you're now on the plains, which means you guys are traveling, what is it, 55 miles a day? Something like that on those horses? Isn't it?
No, not that much. It's,
I sure hope that those people can see any attack coming.
Oh, yeah. They've also got walls. Big stone walls. You guys can tell from here that the walls are obviously stone now, and they're big.
If it's trackless plains, mm-hmm. and we're on our lovely horses, mm-hmm. we are probably going something close to 28 miles a day.
Okay, so you guys have traveled 56 miles. The town is closer, but it's still off in the distance. You probably got another 2 or 3 day ride to get there.
I told you. Keep going.
Keep going.
About a day out from the city, you guys come across a clearing, and there's the just absolutely destroyed remains of what looks like a caravan. Dead bodies everywhere. Yeah, day out. You're talking about 28 miles away.
Like they've been attacked, or like they died
completely destroyed? No, completely destroyed. Something attacked them. And as you guys come into the clearing where all the dead bodies and stuff are, the horses freak out.
Detect evil.
Absolutely.
Detecting, trying to like keep the
Detect
horse
evil.
From.
Okay, I need everybody to make. I need everybody to make writing checks.
If there is an evil object here, that might be what's.
Oh, our
the
horses are freaking out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am not with it. I have 12.
I get a 12 as well.
8. We all fall off our horses.
You all are dropped off your horses, and your horses start to panic and freak out and run into the tall grass. And let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. Ethan, your horse goes off this way, and suddenly you hear a roaring sound, and the horse flies up in the air, and it's in the mouth of something, and you hear a sickening crunching sound.
Oh.
And then back into the grass, the horse goes with whatever has it in its mouth, and you hear like a rustling sound in the grass as it's heading your guys' way. I need initiative checks from everybody.
Natural 20. Woo!
You both got natural 20.
What a sucky waste of a natural 20. That puts me at a 21, by the way.
Oh, I have plus 2, I guess.
24 for me.
12.
Okay. On 24, Ingram, the grass is... But whatever it is hasn't got to you yet.
Holding action. Well, draw sword, hold action.
Okay. Anya, 21. It's still not there.
For that.
I really want to be a dick. I just tossed out this fire. Do I get the whole plane go up?
That's exactly what I was thinking. That fire. Do I have all these things that are highlighted?
Those are all your abilities. Yeah, to level 3.
I have an aura of courage. So I am
Enable
immune
it.
To. I'm immune to fear, and my allies within 10 feet. Have a plus save, plus 4 save versus fear.
Okay, good. So. You're going to need that. On 15, the grass is rustling, and you hear this like sound, and the ground's rumbling, and the cart, you know, there's like a cart kind of set to the side, just bursts up into the air. As coming up out of the earth comes this 4-legged monstrosity. It hits the ground. It's got a very pointed face. Massive fangs in its mouth. It turns and roars and goes to attack the nearest person, which is...
Like a wolf?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. It attacks you. It attempts to bite you.
Ah.
She's immune to fear. You two, I need you to make fear checks.
Will save.
Yeah, will save.
I'm like, oh crap, I
have a plus 4.
Plus with a plus 4, so...
With plus a plus 4?
Yeah, because she gives you plus 4 because her aura of courage. Yeah, you're pissing.
I seem like a girl and run.
You're pissing yourself. Now, you're more rooted in place fear. Because you've never seen anything like this thing is huge.
I got
it's like
3.
Yeah.
Plus your will save. What's my will? Oh, wisdom?
Will save.
2.
Plus 4.
Oh.
So 9.
Yeah, you're both rooted in terror. Sheer terror. This thing is huge. I mean, huge. You're looking at 15 feet long, horribly muscled, these huge, thick plates like armor across its back, a giant fin on its back like a shark, and massive, horrible fangs and bright red eyes. But it's not evil. It's just an animal.
I can't move from...
And I don't think an 11 is going to hit. So it misses with its bite, and that's its action. Unfortunately, your held action is lost because...
Yeah, that's fine.
And you don't get an action because you're terrified, but you can react because you held your action. So on the 15, it bites. It tends to bite you, and you...
And you go to attack it.
No, you guys will come out of it next round, but you'll have penalties to swing.
I will take a swipe.
Okay.
Because it should not have attacked me. 25.
I wish it was Friday.
You hit. It's Saturday. That's even better.
Not really.
You hit.
Sunday.
11.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, this mouse is terrible. I am sorry we botched this thing. Okay. It roars and, like, sprays spittle everywhere, and its breath is foul and smells like horse, and you can see chunks of horse flesh in its mouth.
Right, back up to the top. 24, Engram. You snap out of it.
I'm assuming we're shaken now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, shaken. -2 to attack rolls, saving throws, and skill checks.
Yep.
Stumble forward and try to stab the thing. Because it's trying to eat, you know, the fair maiden. That will be a threat. That's a 29.
Go ahead. And be threaded.
Wow.
Merc that 20. That is a crit. He just rolls a 19, then a 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I...
You'll be able to act this round. Damn, good damage, too.
23 points of damage.
It's still standing. It did not like that, though.
I'm sure it didn't.
Can't I do something to it with my music? You might be able to encourage us.
Yeah, you can encourage them. I don't know if there's anything... It's too big for you to do anything to, like, okay, dazzle it or anything like that.
If it's been 8 days, we would have healed up by now, too.
Yeah. You're full up.
Oh, thanks.
All your hit points are full up.
Even just healing naturally over 8 days.
Okay. It did not like that.
But you should have some sort of, song that would give us bonuses.
Anya, you held your action to the same as it, so you go on 15. Your dex is higher than it is, so you get to attack first.
My dex is a +1.
Yeah, it's higher than this.
Okay.
It has a +0.
21.
That will hit.
12. No, I can't do 12. 10.
What do you mean you can't do 12? You have a +2 to your damage, +1 from the sword. That's 3. That's... Oh, never mind. 10? Okay. I can't add either. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're getting.
It attacks. It gets a bite, 2 claws. It's going to...
Probably me.
Bite and claw you twice.
17 is my AC, so that's what you're looking to beat.
Bite misses. First claw hits. Second claw critically fails. Let's see. What happens is it hits you with the first claw as it comes down, so you get its paw, it hits a hole, and slips up and falls down, so it does hit you with the one claw, which is...
Gonna hurt.
D10 plus 8. For 12 points of damage. Yeah. If you want to make a bardic knowledge check, you can see if you know what this is.
6.
No. Oh my god, it's hideous!
It's a demon!
Yeah, it's a demon!
What's with all these things? I don't know what they are!
Okay.
My teacher was useless!
No kidding. Lana!
Can I play a song to encourage them?
Jesus Christ.
Is that a +1?
I don't know. It adds a +1 to everybody's ability to hit.
What, do I roll anything?
No.
Oh,
you
okay.
Just get it off.
I do that. Do I still attack?
You can still attack. But you're at a -2 to your attack because of... Yeah. But you guys are flanking it now, because the thing is a large creature, which means that if you've got a diagonal like this, within one square of a straight line, it's still classified as a flank. And you do have that. So you do get a +2, so it negates that.
You just have a straight roll. Okay, I'll do that.
So just a straight roll. Yeah, sorry.
Plus your attack.
I guess I confused the hell out of it, didn't I? So your typical
16.
Plus, not enough. You hit it, it goes clang off its skin. Its skin is like metal.
How?
Yeah. Let me go back up to the top. Engram.
Well, I stabbed tabulated again.
Jesus Christ.
I'm rolling the damn thing.
I saw you roll. Yeah, it's just crazy.
16 points of damage.
It's bloody, gory. It's not happy. 15, Anya.
That is not a
that is not a crit.
No, it does not.
How? Evie?
Did she jump up behind you?
Yeah, and then clawed me in the back.
Oh. I do have the water bottle.
She just wants attention. It's just her.
So what happens to me? Do I chop off a foot?
Roll the d20 again. You just don't roll a natural 20. Okay, what happens is you swing, but you slip in some of the floor that's puddling up, and
you
fall down.
You simply chop off your left leg.
I said foot.
No. You slip in the gore, and your sword goes flying out of your hand, and you're prone. Yeah, which means if this thing was really nasty, it would do a coup de grace on you.
Stupid blood.
It's probably more wanting to eat me.
You. So it attempts to bite you again. AC 17.
17.
Bite crits. Ow. First claw misses. Second claw misses, but the bite crits, which is... 5 plus... It does 13 points of damage from the bite.
Ow! 12 hit points left. Not happy.
Alright.
Keep ruining my shirts.
Lana.
Running out of shirts.
You should just quit wearing.
I'm going to attempt to swing
at it again.
Just quite
naked from now on. Just armor, skin, that's it.
Do I add anything?
Plus time? 4.
Plus 4. Oh dear.
19.
That will bounce off its armor.
Jesus. Throw fire.
Back up to the types. Ingram.
That is a 15.
That will bounce off its skin. Yes. Oh, remember you need to add a plus 2. So, because you've got...
17.
Yeah, flanking bonus. But okay.
I will go pick up my sword.
Okay, as you move, you leave its threat range, because the sword's more than 5 feet away, and it does attack of opportunity on you. And that'll hit, I'm guessing, a 22.
Yes.
Okay, it claws you, which is d10 plus 8, for 18 points of damage. It just did max damage. It went... Wham! And it sends you flying towards your sword. You should be thankful that it actually hasn't successfully hit you with both claw attacks, because then it gets an automatic grapple.
Yes, then it rakes, I'm sure.
Yeah, and rakes.
Some such.
Yeah. I'm sure you know exactly what it is.
I have a good idea.
And it's a bad idea.
It is exactly what you think it is. I figured you would have figured that out from the dorsal fin.
Uh-huh.
But this is considerably weaker than the one in the book. Because I like throwing iconic monsters, but I don't like throwing the iconic monsters at their difficulty at people because they're nasty. So, that was 15. So you get your sword, and are in pain, and it proceeds to attack Ethan again. Bite!
Did you ever
miss?
Check your...
Claw. Hit.
I forgot.
Claw. Hit.
Ow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going down here in a minute. Very shortly.
It does... Okay. It does 5 and 7. So it does 12 points of damage with the claws. And then it does a rake. It's 2 dice 6 plus 12. And, that sucks. It does another 14 with the rake. So,
I'm at negative 14.
Yeah, which puts you like 2 points shy of your con, isn't it?
3 points shy of my con.
Yeah. So he's bleeding out now.
Bleeding out, not moving.
Yeah.
Well,
it just it tried to bite him, and then it went wha-bam, wha-bam. And just like peeled his armor off his body.
Oh.
And he's just, his skin is in shreds. It's just ripped him almost
apart.
He's
down all your points?
He's down. He's negative 14. He's dying at this point.
Okay, can I run to him and give him my moderate...
Cure moderate potion?
Yes.
Give him a cure light because it'll take him up to 0, which will stabilize him. You don't want to use a cure moderate. Unfortunately, this thing has...
Reach.
Well, not only does it have reach, but it also has improved... I can't remember
it
the thing.
It has combat reflexes.
Yeah, so it can do another.
Up to its dex modifier.
Yeah. Oh, well.
An opportunity attack.
Oh, it only has 1. Because its dex modifier is 0.
Okay, I give you a cure light potion.
So you're up to 0 now. As your skin slowly knits itself back together.
Did we just skip me altogether?
Honey, you went to go get your sword. It hit
yeah,
you.
And then I had another turn, right?
No, that was your turn.
Oh,
then it attacked.
What's your initiative?
Her initiative is a 12.
I thought it was really...
No, okay, really low. The thing goes on a 15. You go on a 15. You go before it because you have a dex modifier. You went to go grab your sword. It hit right. you. You went and grabbed your sword.
It.
Turn around. Now you're coming back. 24. Ethan, at 0 hit points. Cure moderate?
Mm-hmm.
Two dice eight plus
actually,
three?
I'll be taking one of Cure Serious.
Smart man. Well, at least I don't give it the whole swallow whole ability.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 20.
Plus 5.
25. 25. I feel much better.
Much better, just in time for it to try to eat you again.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I didn't give it the swallow whole ability. I thought that was just absolutely nasty.
It's fine.
Becca? Okay. So you move up to attack it. It gets its attack of opportunity. And misses. 21 will indeed hit.
6.
6 points. It howls. It doesn't look like it's doing too good.
Oh, good.
And it will split its attacks now. It's going to attempt to claw you once. Bite and claw you once. I'm sorry, no, it can't split up its claw attacks. I'm sorry. So it's going to claw you twice and it's going to bite you once. So what's your AC? 16?
Yes.
Critical failure.
Why haven't you put your armor on yet? Can she wear that?
Critical failure. No, she's wearing the armor.
She is wearing it. It's just not equipped, equipped on a character
thing.
Sheet yet.
I forgot you have to equip crap to make it actually affect your stats. That's so hokey. It critically fails on both
makes
its claw
sense.
Attacks.
You'd be carrying multiple suits of armor.
Yeah. Becca, it attempts to bite you. I'm pretty sure an 11's not going to cut it. So, on the critical failure, it swings and misses, and its arm extends, and it hits its other arm and sweeps it, and it falls. So it's now prone, which means that everybody that's nearby gets an attack of opportunity, even the person who's laying on his back.
Prone, so I get penalties, though.
Yeah,
so
it's like a minus four.
Do I add 4 to this?
Yeah, you get your base attack bonus.
That will be a 16,
that
so
will not hit.
13.
13? That won't hit.
I roll a 2.
Okay. So now you take advantage of the attack of opportunity. Bummer. Okay, Lana? You have a plus... Yeah, you have a plus 4. No, you have a plus 5, because she's doing the bardic song. Mm-hmm. So it adds plus 1. So you actually have a plus 5. So add 5 to whatever you roll.
Attack it.
Okay. You miss. You actually outright miss. You didn't even hit 10.
That's actually going to be plus... That's a plus 1 to all of us, too.
Yeah, it is. So everyone remember that.
I'm getting to do that.
Okay. 24. Engram.
We'll stand up.
Okay.
It gets a swipe at me.
And it will miss by 1. Lucky duck.
I will try to stab Tabulate. That would be a...
17.
20 with all the bonuses, though. I think it's still going to barely miss.
That actually is its armor.
And it said attacker win.
Attacker
time,
wins. So that hits.
Doing 8 points.
It's still up. It's not happy, but it's still up. Right, 15. You attack before it does.
20.
22. No. You have plus 8 normally, right?
Yeah.
You have an additional plus 3. That's plus 11. So that's a 24.
Okay. Which?
Which will hit.
Will hit, yeah.
6.
It dies.
You're good at killing things.
She's
funny, but I don't. Paladin. Well, I don't do. Paladins can. Dish out,
mm-hmm.
but I don't do as much damage as he does.
No.
She will my weapon crits on an 18 to 20, and I've just been rolling 20s like
a madman.
So.
A madman. A madman.
You get a plus 12 to your damage, don't you? What do you use?
Plus 10.
He gets plus 10 to his hit.
Oh, I have weapon focus on it too, and it's a plus 2 weapon.
Yeah.
So. Plus, I have a plus. I have a strength of 18.
Yeah, so he gets plus 4
damage. I have a lot of
bonuses
to my.
And because he's got a weapon focus,
and I intend to take improve critical on it when I can, so.
Which will give him a range of, what is that, the doubles the range, so it goes to 15, 14? It goes to 14.
15 to 20.
15 to 20.
Now I can make it even worse by giving it, making it a keen weapon. But it's a rapier, I mean.
Yeah.
It only does a d6, but, and it's a times 2 crit.
Or it's a foil, really, but... Anyway.
But it's dead. Do you want to try to make another bardic knowledge check? Do you have knowledge nature?
Yes. I stab it a few more times just to make sure it's dead.
Five.
Okay, add plus three to that as well, so plus eight, and then roll your die, because it's using bardic knowledge with nature.
So, plus eight, 17.
17? Yeah. This is known as a land shark, otherwise known as a boule. This is a boule. It's a small one.
This was small, guys.
I don't want to meet mommy. Let's go.
Yeah, this was a young one. This was not a full size mature one. A full size mature one would have been almost twice this size.
At least twice as nasty. Let's check the caravan for survivors.
No survivors. Tons of supplies though.
Did the horses go towards the town?
The horses are gone. You have no idea. His got eaten.
What about the donkey?
The donkey's sitting there in the middle of the thing, like shivering.
This vision is based on movement.
Yeah.
And ironically, it was.
Yeah.
We got a smart donkey.
It's like the donkey from the... that wasn't your donkey. It was Andre's. Andre had a donkey in the first D&D game I ran with this Gaius guy. And the donkey was the
Andrew had one, too. Andrew had a Berg's donkey in my D&D game.
But it was the actual physical embodiment of a god. And so someone shot the donkey in the ass with an arrow, and the donkey looked at it, frowned, and the guy exploded. And everyone's like, holy shit, don't screw the donkey.
Donkey, we love donkey.
Yeah, we love the donkey.
Get some carrots.
But after a while, you guys search the caravan. There's supplies, there's mm-hmm. goods, there's money. So the thing killed and ate the people, but all the supplies in the caravan are still there.
So are we
it's just an eating
search?
Machine, is what it is.
Yeah, you don't even have to search; it's just there. People didn't hide anything.
So we're carrying as much as we can, since we know we have horses. No, we're piling
the horses are somewhere here. They ran away.
Can we search for our horse?
Go ahead, make a search check.
Searching for my horse.
We should all search for horses.
Well, your horse is dead. Huge chunks of it are missing. You do find.
But I have a donkey. Yeah. But I will help to search for their horses, though. So
I got a 3.
19.
8. So she'll find her horse.
You find your horse, and you find her horse. They stopped about a half a mile away and started eating the grass.
Okay.
So apparently they got out of its territory, and were like, oh, thank God, we're safe.
Okay, so we'll bring the horses back.
And the wagons are pretty much intact, so if you want to actually hook them up to the wagons and pull the wagons, you probably could.
How's our blind guy doing?
He's not with you.
We left him back at the town. Okay. They said they were good.
They had a nice place, for him to stay, and he was going to stay in town, and they'd help take care of him.
Where was I?
I don't know. You were sitting right there, but you probably were out of it thinking about various different things. But yes, congratulations. You've killed an iconic D&D monster now.
Woohoo!
A particularly nasty one.
Yes, a bulette.
Yes, a bulette. A bulette.
Too bad it wasn't that one of the iron skin ones.
Or one of the new ones. Oh.
Still going?
Yeah, we're just going to get you guys to town, and then we'll stop. It takes another 3 days with the wagons, because your guys' horses are slowed down because they're pulling the wagons.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sleep.
One of us can drive, people can sleep in the back of the wagon.
The donkey's like tied up to the back of the wagon, and he's like, this is not bad.
Yeah, I'm in the shade, you know. Mm. I don't have to carry all that crap anymore. It's even better. Plus, they're feeding me.
I can't complain. Yeah, I can't complain too much.
I've had worse lives.
After another 3 days of riding, you finally can see the walls. You're about 4 miles out of town. And the walls are huge. We're talking 50, 60 feet high. Apparently, Bokan is a pretty big town. Because 60 foot high stone walls.
Bless you.
They obviously had some magical assistance building this, because the actual stones for the wall are so large, you can see the outlines of them at about 10 miles away. The actual individual stones. So these stones are probably 10 feet high. And probably 30 or 40 feet wide. God only knows how deep they are. You can't tell depth.
I think
from here.
We should be safe here.
Well, find the gate.
Well, the gate is obvious. There's the path leading up to the gate from the plains.
Okay.
Are we almost there then?
We'll approach the gate.
You guys approach the gate. The guards are at the gate. They look actually alert, which is a first, especially in my game. It's midday. So, yeah, normally in my game, the guards are all lazy and stuff. These guards are alert. So,
okay. I like this place already.
Good day, milord, miladies. Gate fee is 10 gold per wagon.
Okay.
I think we only have one wagon.
Let me in.
And 5 silver per person.
Chuck that in.
Welcome to Bokan. Please note that it is expressly forbidden to draw your weapons in town, and it is against the law to start any fights or to participate in any sort of fights whatsoever, whether started or by you or not. May your stay be pleasant, and we hope to see you soon. And they open the gates, and the gates open up, and you guys realize as the gates open up, the wall is 30 feet thick.
Holy crap.
They definitely want to keep something out or something in.
You want to ask them about the wall?
Not right now. No. The guards have something better to do. Yep. We can ask the innkeeper and stuff.
You guys head into the town. The gates, the large metal reinforced wooden timbered gates close ominously behind you, and as they close, the light blasts out because the walls are so tall that they create shadows, and the doors close with a resounding clash, and that's it for today.
All right.
It's getting late. So, you guys made it to Bokan. Congratulations. You guys managed to kill an animal of my creation.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you horribly failed to skin it.
Yeah.
It would have made +5 hide armor, which has a 0 penalty, armor check penalty.
Nice.
Which makes it really good. And on top of that, because it looks like stone, it gives you camouflage in rocky environments and gives you like a conceal ability in rocky environments. In other words, people have a chance of when they're swinging at you, they miss you because you look like stone.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So, XP. Yeah, you guys killed a boulet, and you killed the Sturgis, and you guys fought a couple of leveled named adventurers. You guys killed the two weaker ones, but the two larger ones, of course, schooled you guys, as was their job. So, let's see, it's 100 experience points for each natural 20, and it's 50 experience points for each natural 1. And then you guys will get another 2,500 experience points on top of that. Because the boule alone, I mean, almost killed you all. So let's go ahead and save this real quick. And I'll go ahead and I'll update your...
So I can add this to my journal and my journal entry, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Let's go here.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these, you would make everything alright.